Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, I'm Guy Raz, and on my show, Wisdom from the Top, I talk with CEOs and business leaders about the toughest challenges of their careers.
There's lots of ways to measure success.
Sometimes a company has to bet against itself.
We wanted to set ourselves apart by having a point of view.
Businesses really impact people's lives in pretty fundamental ways.
On Wisdom from the Top, some of the greatest business leaders of our time share their intimate stories of leadership, innovation, and transformation. Stories you won't hear anywhere else. Check out Wisdom from the Top only on Luminary. Now, back to your show.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Yo, son!
One app is life.
It's not the one you should be underestimating.
Sasquatch, Godzilla, King Kong, Loch Ness.
We rap nerd now here, right?
Like, I can tell you were a nerd. It's primal.
And that's raw, Carhartt girl.
Speaking of sneaky big tits,
are you out there fucking?
I'm doing that.
Years ago, I bought a millionaire Griffin. This was years ago, bro. Years ago.
Cypher Sounds. Peter Rosenberg. One app is life.
Yo,
we're live on YouTube.
Were you telling Syph we have we're live on YouTube? Was that an attempt to protect him from saying something that could make him a disgraced radio personality a second time?
Yeah. Yo, you know what I like to call gays and black people?
I said my new name is Budweiser Billy. This is a red stripe, my friend.
It's Syph. I don't want anyone to think anything. This is like weird, but have I ever told you guys all the racist names I use for different groups? Wait, we're not recording yet, are we? Syph, are you running through your mic right now?
I believe so. Let me double check the settings. Hold, please.
Billie Jean, I like how you made it sound like I need to hurry up because everyone's here. It's basically like my immediate family is here to watch us.
No, well, man. If you looked at the comments, they were all shocked that you started this at the time of the Celtics game and that you started it without being on it.
So well, they should be more,
so they could at least see somebody on there.
They should be surprised that about the Celtics part, not that we were late. Yeah. Me being late is not surprising to
well,
anyone who listens.
In the waiting room.
And game. Yes, the Celtics game is intense right now. Celtics up 3. 8 minutes left. So, Cypher?
Yes, sir. Hello. Good morning.
Yeah, you sound great now.
There we go. We got it.
I'm amazed. I'm very impressed we made this happen today.
Yeah, man. It was almost not going to happen. Sorry about all the blah, 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 blahs.
Well, you got a lot going on right now. That's very good.
A lot going on, man. I'm not going to lie. Shit is fun.
You're having fun?
Yeah.
You know what, Syph? I'm having fun, too. And even though it's a Monday, I feel like celebrating life. I'm going to pour myself some delicious Gentleman Jack.
What is that, Glenn Levitt?
No, Scythe, you have to know when I'm shouting out one brand to not accidentally shout out another one.
Sorry.
No, this is Jack Daniel's Gentleman Jack.
Oh, Gentleman Jack. Sorry, I didn't hear what you said.
Yes. Double mellowed Tennessee whiskey. I'm a Jack man, so normally I wouldn't drink on a Monday, but I said, you know what? I'm catching up with my friend Cypher Sounds. A lot of crazy things have been happening in the world. I'm going to have myself an adult beverage like a gentleman. And also, you know, it's an important day to celebrate.
Yeah.
You know why?
No. Is that specific?
You know whose birthday it is today?
Dogs? Bears?
Did you just confuse Bear's name with just being dog?
Bear the dog?
I mean, I know the name.
No, my friend has a bear named Dog. That's why I got confused for a second.
That's not true. That's simply not true.
My best friend, he lives up in Wyoming. He has a bear named Dog. Bear the dog. I mean, Dog the bear.
No, it's this guy's birthday.
Oh, that's right.
The scrambling days. You know what I'm saying?
People say once a man's a killer, they just keep on killing and killing. They sort of develop a taste for blood.
Yeah, that's right.
That guy?
Killed one man who killed Sam.
Is that guy's birthday?
After all, this guy.
The random voice on the intro?
No. Chilling with my man Rusty low down. Blew off the burner, kind of dust. What's this? It says latest release from Ghostface is this. 2021. Bob James freestyle.
Yeah. Hey, yo, you know what? Yeah. Going on these niggas real quick. Yo, I seen it all through a Spanish lens. Julio and Glacius. Penthouse sitting on a mountain is the craziest. Lions, pinstripe tigers, coconut white manes.
Christian says the bar men marrying men ill didn't age well.
Is that a line from that song?
From Mighty Healthy. Men marrying men ill. Yo, it was a long time ago, man.
Dominican Pedro brought a big scale.
By the way, that plays right into what we talked about in the podcast last week. Syfe making the point about how homophobic hip hop was. And Wheezy and Baby kissed, and everyone was just like, hey, I mean, listen, they've been close for a very long time. Okay, this is the other recent release from Ghostface on Spotify.
Yeah, yo, hip hop, bandit, thick rope changes from Stan Smith, 40 bricks flying through Kansas. Not only we take money, man, we take chances. Cigarette smoke in a room full of cancers. Alex Trebek on dust with all the answers. Triangular, rectangular, twist you in a knot, bend you out of shape, then untangle you. Woo!
Would you say that with everything that like makes Ghostface, like music, personality, style, I'm not saying he's the number one MC of all time or anything, but I don't know that I like anyone more than Ghostface.
I think it would be more the case of him being timeless.
So timeless.
You can listen to him anytime, anywhere. You know what I'm saying?
That's why you can hear him rap on I Know I Got Soul and it still sounds good.
Yeah.
Like he's, who else could have touched this and made this work?
Listen, man, it's going on 2007, G. I want to wish y'all motherfuckers a happy new year.
Give it up.
How your 2006 was, son?
This freestyles from mixtapes?
No, this, you'll remember this. When this comes on, this was from an album. This ended up getting used on More Fish. So, kind of. I mean, let's be honest. More Fish was mixtape of Jay's, but...
That's why you came to the show
with peanut
butter on the
toes. Just a minute and a half intro. Hey, still going, minute 41 seconds in the intro. Not compatible, why would damage you? Fuck if I drink in ramage, you y'all chose the war. So poor rich niggas want to verse the poor. I rob you first and go to your earth. It's not gonna hurt if you try calling the cops. It's not gonna work. All you gotta do is lay in the dirt. We dug a hole in my guns, way more. Yo, the jungle of earth.
I've never even heard this.
He's the best.
I never heard that before.
What? Yes, you have. Yo, Syfe, honestly, You're getting old and decrepit.
You've never heard that.
You've heard Ghost on Know the Ledge.
Never heard that in my life. I would know that. That would be in my iPod. That would be in my CD changer.
It's called Ghost is Back. You have to have heard that.
Never heard that in my life.
Hip hop's amazing. I guess music in general is amazing because artists with big catalog, one person can be like, yo, I love this artist. And the other person could be like, I also love this artist. And then you could point out songs that you've just never, ever heard.
Yeah, like anything after Supreme Clientele gets a little fuzzy for me.
So it's like random. The ones you know are random.
Right. And I don't like the one with him and Neo.
You don't like Back Like That?
Nah, not really.
What about the him with the one with him and Raheem Devon, Baby?
It's better, but I don't love it.
I do. I love Wizard of Poetry, though. I'm a big Wizard of Poetry fan. Mm. Oh, Al Horford with a big bucket. Did they call it on the floor? Come on, Cypher. How are you?
The game now.
It's 5 minutes left in the Celtics Bucks game. Yeah. Now,
the championship.
This is the second round of the playoffs.
Okay, I don't know what that means. How many rounds are there?
There would be a round after this, and then the finals. Three rounds and then the finals.
Three rounds of playoffs
and then the finals.
Okay, good luck. Good luck, Celtics.
Thank you very much. So, Cypher, were you back in L.A. the last couple of days?
Yeah, I had to go back to L.A. I was home. I was in L.A. I came home. I had to go back. I had to do a Michelle Wolf show for the Netflix is a Joke Festival, and then I had to shoot some of my new TV show.
Very exciting. This is very exciting. How is the shooting going?
It's going really well, man. To be honest with you.
You're having fun.
They don't stress me about too much. They don't want to tell me too much because they like me to be like surprised and everything to be really natural. So it's kind of just me just kind of talking hip hop shit that I know. And it's going surprisingly well.
I got to tell you, I'm just thinking about this right now. Maybe it's the gentleman Jack hitting my system.
Yeah, loosen up.
It really speaks to how much I love you that I'm not at all. Like, I mean, just honest. This is what One Ep is. It's therapy.
Yeah.
I wanted the job Sife got. I didn't know he was up for it.
Right.
I was calling my agent like, can you find out about this? I'm hearing about this show. Yeah. This sounds like a great fit for me. I would love to do this. And then Laura mentioned something about it. Like, it was a thing that was going around. And then I talked to Cypher. I never was able to make any headway or talk to anyone. And then I randomly talked to Cypher. He's like, yo, I got this thing. And I was like, wait a second. I literally wanted that gig. I'm nothing but sincerely happy that you got it.
I don't even know how you could have done it.
No, it sounds like it based on what you're describing, it would have been very hard.
I really don't know how you with your three jobs could have done it. I flew LA back, LA back, LA back in within a week and a half, yo, 2 weeks.
But you did three trips in 2 weeks?
Yeah.
So you would be better off right now just hosting in LA.
No, because the schedule, you know, the people are, it's the artist schedule. You know how booking artists are, man.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it's like whenever we can get them, they just say yes. And then they send me.
Well, this is very exciting. When you guys see how good a fit this is, this show conceptually should literally be produced by One Ep.
Yeah. Eventually it will, or the or some kind of iteration of it. Is exactly what it is.
Right? Like, it's right up our alley when you guys hear about what it is. So Saif, what did you go back? So you were back at Netflix as a Joke.
Yeah.
This week. Did anyone get physically attacked?
Did anyone get physically attacked when I was there? No. Well, yes. The city of Los Angeles.
I'm sorry, by what? COVID?
COVID. Dave did something. I guess it's not out yet. It should be. Is it not out? Was there a big hoopla about Dave dropping something in your world?
Black Star.
No, then it's not out. Dave shot something, and it was, whew, he was saying some things on there, bro. You know how Dave, he did a couple of these things. He did like two of them where he, does like these 5 minutes and puts it on his Instagram and YouTube.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The last one was about the Chappelle Show being on Netflix.
Yes.
And then they took it down and they paid Comedy Central paid him and then it went back on Netflix. So it's one of those things. It's one of these kind of rant, put out these rant kind of things.
Okay. And in it, he's talking about some shit.
Yeah, he's talking about the incident.
The incident from last week.
Oh, hey, I don't know when it was.
He's talking about by the way, Saif, I got bad news. It's too bad you weren't there because I'll be honest, you probably would have been the first person to walk on stage and be like, hey, let's not talk all these details about what's going on here. Because Dave.
I can't say what he's doing. Sorry.
Dave just got on. No. That's all I mean. I mean the fact that Dave got on stage and was like, we just whooped that motherfucker's ass.
He's back there getting stomped.
I was like, oh. Dave is a comedian. He has never been in real trouble. Even though you were attacked, you can't say these things. Yeah,
we went through his pockets.
We ran his fucking pockets, ran his jewels. Listen, let me tell you, Busta got in it. Jamie Foxx got in it. Who else?
Hey, John Stewart, what's your man's name?
John Stewart's friend Steve, he got in it. They beat him real bad. Real bad.
Yeah, it was like, you know the movie Airplane where the woman is erratic on the plane and everyone's like, excuse me. And they go, calm down, and they slap her, and then the next guy punches her.
Yeah, yeah.
And the next guy has some sticks.
Yeah. It was Airplane. and they just came out and described it. And so, the other day, and of course, we're talking about the Dave Chappelle incident a week and a half ago. Everyone listening here has heard about it, of course. I don't know if you know the Saif tours with Dave Chappelle, and used to be Lil Kim's DJ. But last week, so this whole thing happens, and then someone sent to my the Ebro group chat. Someone sent an article saying, you know, Chappelle and company may get countersued by the guy for injuries sustained, and people in the group were surprised. I was like, guys, it was the first time I've ever seen a man physically turned inside out. What are you talking? How surprised are you? And it's like, it leads to a very interesting question because, like, you know, of what is right and what is wrong. And I wasn't there, so I have no clue, but yeah, it depends. If homeboy was fighting back, then you should be good. But if homeboy never fought back and turned around looking like the backwards man, Tom Green and Freddie Got Fingered, you might have a problem. Yo, I've never seen a picture like that. I've never.
Yeah, it was crazy. Yeah, he got twisted up.
He got twisted. Keith Sweat.
He got what it would look like if Freddie Fox and MOP had some words with you.
Yeah, exactly. Yo, here's the song. This is his song. This is what happened.
I heard Montel Jordan was there too.
Wait, you did? What do you mean?
Montel Jordan started kicking him and was like, this is how you do.
I should have thought of this last week on the radio. Damn. I'm mad at myself. Yo, shout out to the guy who ran up on stage, Dave Chappelle, last week. This is his official theme song. This is. You got me twisted over you.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, shit. I hit up Saif that day and I was like, hey, so, how you doing? Saif was like, I'm good. I was like, are you pissed that you missed it? Saif was like, missed what? I was like, the beatdown. I mean, that's the kind of thing that would just give me FOMO on account of you were there every day and then something fucking crazy happened and you just happened to not be there.
Yeah. I mean, I wish I was there to support Dave, but he was fine. He was fully supported.
Buster was like, I beat the centrifugal force with the iron horse. Turn around 360 degrees peripheral. Beat downs on beat downs for the masses. Oh, God. How's Michelle Wolf doing?
Really good. Oh, Kim Kardashian came to the show.
I saw you mention that. Did you see her?
Yeah, I was talking to her.
Did you remember when you talked to her that she used to listen to our show?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know that. I said, I met you before. I used to work at Hot 97. And then she was like, oh, yeah, yeah. I came up there with. And I was like, yeah, you came up there with.
But you're an asshole.
Why?
You didn't remember this?
Oh, what happened?
Hold on.
What did I forget? Her beauty was blinding me.
How'd she look?
She's gorgeous. And she had some things with her.
Are you referring to her breasts?
No, she had some other girls with her.
Oh.
Yeah. She had some other girls with her. Sure. She had some things with her.
Oh, man. Hold on. I'm going to show you something.
She's like, these are my friends. And I was like, these are nice friends. These are very nice friends.
What kind of friends are we talking?
Like, you know, I mean, how old do you think Kim Kardashian is? It's got to be 40, right?
She is 40. 40 or okay. 41.
Right. So some hot 40-year-old chicks. And one of them look a little younger. But, like, not as hot as her, but all dressed to the nines.
And you didn't recognize any of them?
How the fuck would I recognize them? From what?
I don't know. Maybe they're all Kardashian's
Instagram.
No, I don't know. Maybe.
No, I didn't recognize any of them. I recognize them as being in my fucking spank bank.
Excuse me?
In my porn hub. No, they seem like nice girls. They're all nice. That's the thing about Kim Kardashian. She's very nice.
God, I used to say some fucking lame things on Twitter. Jesus Christ.
What are you searching?
I'm searching for my name and her name.
Oh.
Okay. I mean.
What did you say?
The thirst.
How about read one of them?
All right. I'm going to. Okay.
Did you find a good one? What you got? Just read one. Come on, don't be a puss.
No, I'm not embarrassed to read it. I'm just trying to set the context up by giving you.
We don't need context.
It's so
all
it's
the best stuff comes out of non-context.
The amount of times that I tweeted her asking, like, hey, are you listening? Come on the show. Blah, blah, blah. It is.
What?
Oh, my God. When are you going to come see us? Where are you?
You adding her on Twitter?
I'm going to keep hitting you till you do the show. Hold on. How about this? I need everyone to tell at Kim Kardashian that she's long overdue to come visit me and do the morning show.
Why were you doing this?
All because of the tweet that I'm looking for now, which was, I'm trying to find the exact one. I was going to show it to you. I found it the other day. Oh, here it is. I found it.
Oh, yes. What is it?
You excited?
Yeah, I'm excited. It's like Christmas morning.
Well, by the way, you're going to be mad at yourself because you missed an opportunity to have something good to say.
Oh, fuck. Fuck it. Fuck.
Here you go.
What did you write? Oh, come on. I got to read now? I can't read this.
Here you go. Can't see that?
I don't have my glasses on. Just say it.
At Kim Kardashian. Just heard K Fox shout us out. And Kardashian Confidential on Hot 97. Thanks, doll. Love you. Love you too, boys. Cypher and Rosenberg.
What?
And there's another one. There's another one where she's like up early listening to Cypher Sounds at my boy.
What happened?
He kicked himself out by mistake.
Why did he kick himself? You think she kicked him out?
Maybe. Maybe the internet's listening.
Oh, you think anytime you say Kardashian three times, they appear and delete your live stream?
Sorry.
So here he goes.
Sorry.
Is that like a Beetlejuice situation? If you say Kim Kardashian three times, she kicks you off your live stream?
Yo, but Saif, the amount of times that
Hey, send me that, please. That's not her, though, right?
No. This is like 2009. It's definitely her. It's a long time.
A publicist or something.
No, bro. She wasn't that popping yet. She was just starting the show then.
Wow.
And there's more than one.
Damn, I wish I had that tweet. I wish I had that tweet.
You could have been like, hey, I think you used to listen to my morning show. You know, me and the great, handsome, large-cocked Peter Rosenberg.
Right, yeah, I definitely would say that.
You would frame it that way.
Yeah.
In fact, other people have told me, and I think it's weird.
You know your boyfriend's ex-friend.
You or me?
You.
No.
Her boyfriend's ex-friend. You remember you had a group with Pete Davidson? You were Pete and Pete?
Me and Pete were close. Breaking, rappers Young Thug and Gunna among 28 defendants charged in 56 count indictment in Fulton County.
Here we go.
The indictment includes charges of conspiring to violate the racketeer influence and corrupt organizations,
RICO,
murder, armed robbery, participation in criminal street gang activity.
Whoa.
Young Thug taken into custody.
This just came out right now?
Within the last 10 minutes.
Young Thug, who else? Gunna?
Young Thug and Gunna.
Gunna.
To say his name right. It's Gunna. Wow, Celtics up 10. Suck it, wow. Bitch.
Wow, you jump around a lot.
Listen.
You jump around a lot.
I bet a little cashola on the Celts tonight, too. How do you like them apples?
Ooh, what's the parlay?
Mm-mm. I appreciate you learning that talk. There's a lot of betting talk these days. So you got to learn. You got to add random betting talk to your small talk.
I don't know. I don't know a lot of betting talk. I got to hedge my bets.
That's a good one. That's a good one right there. That's a good point by Day Easy. There goes Summer Jam, Young Thug and Gunna.
Man, that's Summer Jam lineup. I know you can't talk bad about it, so I'll do it for you. What the fuck is going on, bro?
You don't like it. You think it's terrible.
I mean, it's all that. Are you going to announce more people?
I don't know.
It's like Thuggy Thug Fest.
You think it's Thuggy Thug Fest?
Man, listen, Summer Jam always had Thuggy Thugs on there, but then they would put on a J. Cole or a Lauryn Hill or a some. What it like? It's all Thuggy Thug.
Let's see. It's not all. I was gonna say. Well, Fabio, but he's.
Yeah, Fabio.
Thuggish, ruggish bone. Though I'm a fan.
Yeah.
I like Fabio.
I'm not saying you can't be a fan. I'm a fan of Thuggy Thuggy.
There's certainly a lot of tickets available.
You can't say that.
Well, I want to take it, Master.
Be careful.
No, listen, I think when push comes to shove, the tickets will do well because I think it's a good show.
What's the lineup?
All right. Hold on. God darn
it. I'll tell you if it's a good show.
All right. Well, you already made up your mind, it sounds like.
I'll tell you if it's a good show or not. Here we go.
I want to say it right.
Say it right. Here we go.
I don't want to say it wrong. I don't want to disrespect the lineup because I think it's actually a pretty good lineup. At first, I wasn't that moved. All right, here we go.
Here we go.
Fivio.
Okay. New York Thuggy Thuggy.
Lil Durk.
Chicago Thuggy Thuggy.
Lil Baby.
Atlanta Thuggy Thuggy.
Young Thug and Gunna.
Maybe.
City Girls.
Okay, that's not Thuggy Thuggy, but they're, no. You know. Yeah, they're around the Thuggy Thuggy.
I thought you were going to say girl Thuggy Thuggy. All right, Pusha T, Druggy Druggy.
Druggy Druggy Thuggy Thuggy.
A DJ K-Slay tribute.
Oh, my God. I want it. I respect it. Thuggy Thuggy-ness.
Roddy Ricch, R&B Thuggy Thuggy.
Cali Thuggy Thuggy.
Burna Boy, no.
No, Burna Boy's great.
Burna Boy's, that's what you're looking Burna for. Boy's great. Yeah. Benny the Butcher.
What? On main stage?
Yes.
Oh.
He's in that. Benny's in that slaughterhouse spot.
What's the slaughterhouse spot?
That the when they put a credible hip hop act on the main stage.
I mean, the group Slaughterhouse.
Yes. And like for the, like, I remember last year when we had, when I was supposed to do my set and have Conway, his team was pushing for main stage. And I was like, you don't want that. Like, no one's going to react. You don't want
it. No one's going to react.
You want, go outside. You still get to rock in front of like 10,000 people and it'll be way better.
Nuts, yeah.
It's, you don't want to, but Benny's inside. Shensia.
Is she that big?
No. She's great. I think she'll be a great performer.
She is great. She's going to kill it, but is she, she doesn't have like big songs that people know.
No. Then Dream Doll.
I don't know any of Dream Doll stuff.
And then the Outside is just Syph. I mean, Outside does not resemble the days of when I was deep on the festival. And Chris Nadler was putting it together.
Yep.
Like,
who's outside?
Oh, I just closed the thing, but it's like, oh, okay. The people that I know are dope are Girl Code and Lady London are both super talented. Young Blue. I tell you, I know a lot about Young Blue. Dougie B, Nardo Wick, Babyface Ray, B Love, Junior Choi, 22 G's, NLE Choppa, Saucy Santana, and then the one act that like should be on a Nadler festival stage, Corday.
Yuck.
Well, you hate the randomness of it?
I like some of those names, but yeah, it's too, I don't know. You already know the wheelchairs will be rolling deep. Who has wheelchair dudes? Zelda. Griselda will have a couple wheelchair guys.
What about the K-Slay Tribute?
Oh, K-Slay Tribute will have. Now, who's on that? Do we know? We don't know. Can we assume?
We don't know.
Fat Joe.
Fat Remy, Pap.
Remy and Fat Joe, yeah. Remy, Fat Joe, Pap, yeah. Here's what I need for that Summer Jam. I need a Lox.
I wouldn't be surprised that Lox would be on the case late too.
I agree, but I needed their own thing. I need a Lox. I need a, I don't know, J. Cole keeps coming to mind for some reason.
You know what Summer Jam should be? They wouldn't want this because
you know everyone
always wants young and new and 18 to 34. Summer Jam should be classic Hot 97 artists every year, and then you put on two or three of the really current ones.
No. I more than that. I say half and half.
Half. Okay. Fine. Well, half and half.
Like, here's the thing: you gotta figure out a way that the Lox or classic Hot 97 artists, they don't have to do full sets, three songs. Because you got to understand, like, during the pandemic, I read this thing about... during the pandemic, like, throwback music was on fire. You know what I mean? Like, everybody was in their throwback shit.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you can mix that into the new shit. It's like palate cleansers. You know what I mean?
Because I just know, like... I'll be real with you, man. My girl is under 34. She's like 32. Okay?
Just say 32.
I think, yeah, she's 32.
What the fuck is under 34 about?
Because I'm thinking 18 to 34.
Okay.
So she fits in there.
The demo.
She fits in the demo.
Yeah.
Yo, she's not going to know. She's going to know, like, she'll be excited to hear Pusha T classics.
Yep.
She'll be excited for City Girls, Time for the Twerker later. Yep. It's Time for the Twerker, you know, girl shit like that. She'll be into a Burna Boy song or two, a Roddy Ricch song or two.
Right.
And then she'll be into K-Slay. She's going to love the K-Slay tribute because it's going to be all people she fucks with. I just don't know who is there a real demo of people out there who are going to go to Summer Jam who are super into all the new artists? Like,
ASAP on there. There's no ASAP. Like, Ferg, why not put Ferg? He always kills.
I know. I would love Rocky this year if they could get him. That would have been great.
Rocky too. Rocky and Ferg. Like ASAP Rocky, ASAP Ferg. You know, it's like a little ASAP set.
You're talking about the ASAP mob.
Yeah, do a little ASAP set. They bring out Cameron on some Harlem shit.
Did you see that? Did you watch the Rocky video? My guess is no.
No, I have not.
That's your bot.
Let's throw it on here.
Is it good?
I like it. I love
it. Was there rumors of him cheating on Rihanna? Was that going around?
Yes, that was going around.
How's that? How'd that end up?
The person who they said he cheated with, she came out and was like, this is bullshit.
Oh, good job. Good job, mama. It was a girl, right?
A girl that they speculated he was cheating with?
Yeah.
Yes, it was not.
And she said, no. What is this? What's happening here? This is scary. Is that Rihanna?
That's right. Be my cunt is aggressive.
Rihanna's all up in it.
Oh yeah.
Time to call it with the buzz. First I thought it wasn't nine.
You got Rihanna on the fire escape.
Hit it, run. Bad girls wanna Ooh. Have fun. Hello. I don't want no goody two shoes, no none. I ain't no priest, I ain't gonna preach. I don't want no goody, but you still crazy. I said my clothes wet, my bitch like sheep, my sis. I don't beat my bitch, I need my bitch. She clean my crib, she keep my friends. She keep my secret, she keep my fridge packed. My freezer lit, that's how deep I get. Negative degrees, what the type of bitch I need? Roll my blood, fill my cup, fill my bitch.
I don't know if she should be smoking, Peter. She's pregnant.
No, she's not pregnant here. It's pretty good. Do you like the record or no?
Yeah, I like the song.
I just love that Rocky. You know what I love about Rocky?
Go on.
He sonically, he never sounds exactly like anything else that's going on.
Correct.
It's just kind of like Rocky shit. He's just like, he makes original music.
Yeah. But I will tell you this. It'll be in the tempo of everything else going on so it can fit in.
Yep.
It's not so left field like a Run the Jewels kind of record. You know what I mean? Where you like
no,
it, but it's
no.
Like, I don't know where to play this. You know what I mean?
No, it fits in. It's just different.
And then do you think Rihanna's team clears this?
I know, right? It's... Yo, listen,
she doesn't
man.
Tell anyone she's doing this. She doesn't tell management or anyone. She just does it.
Believe me, I'm sure there are lots of thoughts going on. I'm sure there are a lot of opinions about a lot of things.
Ooh, the Red Wedding. Is this the wedding? It's been a little time since we fell for the first encounter, baby. You're a little nigga trauma, baby girl.
It's actually kind of romantic and nice. I hope they're good, man. I mean, let's be honest. Rocky is a star, okay? And he's underrated as one of the best of the last, you know, of that generation. He doesn't get thrown in the convos the way Kendrick or Cole or anyone like that does.
No, he went a different route. He went a whole left field route. How does he make money?
Well, I got news for you. It doesn't matter anymore.
I know, but how did he make money before? You know what I mean, like, fashion shows? Like, what? Like, how does he make money?
I mean, listen, he still streams a ton.
Okay, streams. They don't make money off streams.
You do and you don't.
Well, which one is it?
I believe if I was a guessing man.
Yeah, that's what we're here for, baby.
I think for Rocky it's streaming. I think it's streaming concerts. Festival, when he does festival runs, big money.
Yep.
Few hundred grand at a time. You know, and yes, they say you don't make that much money streaming. However, if you look at Rocky's top songs, Praise the Lord has 792 million.
Okay, that's not bad.
Every Day with Rod Stewart and Miguel has 459 million. Fucking Problems has 616 million.
What are you reading this on?
I'm on the Spotify.
Spotify.
This was my joint off of.
Did you hear Black Star album?
No.
You didn't sign up for Luminary to get it?
Absolutely not.
Why not?
Good question.
How much is it?
It's like 10 a month. It's funny. If I'm being honest.
Yeah.
Which I should be, right?
By
you
all
don't
means.
Want me to lie.
Oh.
I know I dream about it all day.
You know the song?
I think about it. What it
this is on Rocky's last album.
I'm riding around with my system pumping LSD. I look for ways to say I love you, but I ain't into making
love songs. Yo, he makes crazy weird shit.
Baby, I'm just rapping to this LSD.
Anyways, this is Rocky.
Wanep, the saviors of hip hop.
Mm-hmm.
Neither one of us downloaded Luminary to hear the Black Star album.
And you know what that tells me? That was not a great idea. that's what it tells. Like, I respect it. I respect taking a shot.
But why didn't we? We should be running towards that.
First of all, their promo has not been great. Okay. Like, I feel like it's been like an IG video or two. It's just like, it hasn't made it into my world. And then okay. There's a few things. So one, there was a certain bit of principle, I think that popped in my head of like, y'all have been gone 20 years and I'm supposed to sign up for a new service to hear you. This is me. I can only speak.
No. I mean, to hear just Black Star.
Right. I'm not here for the podcast.
Yeah, there's a lot of different podcasts on Luminary. It was a podcast service.
Yes. I had many conversations about bringing Juan Epp to Luminary.
Okay.
And the money was not what I thought made sense for us to go do it at the time. But it's God bless it. I felt like after 20 years, I'm randomly now, you just show up and say, hey, sign up for a service just to hear our album. Why? I'm going to hear it. And so the problem after that was, did I hear anything great about it? I have not heard one great thing about it. That's the realistic part.
Guys.
Uh-oh, here comes Billy Joe.
I'm being told by the chat that the video got taken off the live stream because
fucking Rocky violations. Yo, why do they do that to me?
So they can chat but they can't hear or see you.
Oh my god.
What does that mean? So what do? We gotta get back on?
I think I just need to start a new one.
Oh fucking shit fucker.
So hold tight.
Alright, well we'll go over to Patreon.
Oh, this is a good time to go to Patreon?
It'd be a great time to go over to Patreon.
For part two, go to patreon.com/JuanEppHisLife.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter.
Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
A little something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode too.
We're professional, unprofessional. So if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.